New Year's Eve clash for the Melbourne Boomers last night, who travelled up to take on the Townsville Fire. Always tough to beat on their home court. Justin Nelson with us, the General Manager at the Boomers. G'day, Justin. Happy New Year.
Hey, Brett, to you too, mate. Welcome to 2017.
A big year ahead. I tell you, it's going to be half as good as 2016, Justin. We are set for a good highlights reel. And I suppose looking back last night for the Boomers, it was probably that second quarter where it just got away, 32-22. Otherwise, you were... We're sort of quite even with them.
Yeah, look, guys been really happy with the team. They've been training well, had that great win prior to the Christmas break, got up by 20 over Canberra. And, yeah, the players have been working really hard. And like you said, it was just that second quarter last night. Slipped away from us, a little bit of foul trouble. The import from Canada, Kalisha Keane, racked up 3 fouls in about 5 minutes. And Beck Cole in foul trouble as well. And it certainly hurt in that second period, I think. There was something like 28 fouls called in the first half and between the two teams, 40 trips to the foul line. So it was an interesting first half, to say the least.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Susie Bakovic obviously finished with the 18. Michaela Cox finished with the 17. Maddie Garrick has been a very good player for the Boomers with the 19. Smart had the 16. Ellis Kunick with 13. Thompson had 14 for Melbourne. I think there were, at certain stages, she got pretty tense out there. I mean, it's a tough venue to go to, and they're not overly hospitable, the local crowd. They like to see their team win, of course, like any good home crowd, Justin.
Yeah, no, you're spot on, and I think we're starting to see that in the WNBL now, Brett. We're getting some real passionate fans coming out. We know we've got that great rivalry in Melbourne between the Boomers and the Rangers, and certainly up in Townsville. They don't let you get out of there without making a bit of noise. And they love Susie. They love their team. Of course, they've won the last 2 championships in the WNBL, and they were out in strong voice again last night.
Yeah, they certainly were. If you're just joining us, 88-75 at Townsville won that game. How are you sort of looking at things overall from a big picture point of view, Justin? You've got, you know, Lauren Jackson working off the court at the Boomers. Obviously, it's a young team looking to put the pieces of the jigsaw together. I've obviously been to a number of your game nights. You do it extremely well out there at the beautiful State Basketball Centre. But I know you and Guy and Lauren are sort of, you know, in this for the long haul.
Yeah, we are. And look, I think 2017 brings a lot of fresh promise for us. A lot of people wouldn't be aware that, you know, mid-year, we didn't know whether the Boomers would be going on after 32 years. Very iconic club in Australian women's basketball. And for us, with that change of licence, the new ownership group coming in, and they've done a fantastic job, really supportive, and they've put some good infrastructure in place immediately. But we weren't able to recruit a team until July the 1st, which means, you know, we missed the free agency window, and we're about 3 months behind all the other teams. So, you know, I think 2017, with the solid foundations we've now got in place, and we've gone through that survival mode, and now we're growing, great crowds, good corporate support, and strong membership base. I think, you know, the new year comes at a great time for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I was speaking to Guy during the week, Justin, you've got a big game down in Geelong. Obviously looking to expand the wings a little bit, and that's coming up in the next week or so.
Yeah, it's a great basketball area, isn't it? There's just so many fantastic players have come out of Geelong. It's a very strong basketball region and surf coast. Lots of people holidaying this time of year. So we play there Saturday night next week, coming up against Adelaide, 7:30 p.m. down at the arena. I think it can hold about 1,800 plus. So yeah, we're looking for a really, really strong crowd. And WNBL hasn't been there since, I think, 2006, 2007. So it's just a great opportunity to take it back down to a strong basketball region.
Justin, obviously, you're becoming the Melbourne Boomers over the last few years and looking to expand that base. Where have you found the majority of your fans sort of coming from outside of that, you know, that core Bulleen community that supported, obviously, the Bulleen Boomers for a long time?
To be honest, everywhere. I mean, across Melbourne, certainly into the west now, and the north has always been a strong basketball area. The east, obviously, we already know about, and the southeast is strong, and Dandenong serves a good area down there. But they've come out of everywhere. We've seen it with United as well in the NBL, and we're certainly seeing it with the Boomers in the WNBL, just that Melbourne name and attachment, and the fact that you're servicing all of basketball rather than, you know, in the past being associated or tied down to a club model. You know, Dandenong's the only club model in the WNBL now, and they do a great job down there in their own right. But I think we've seen the growth come from everywhere. I mean, our crowds are up another 50% this year. We're up around the 1,700 mark per game. So there's certainly, you know, there's a real affinity with Australian women's basketball, and we've got a great product on the court. We just need to keep working hard to get those people coming back week after week.
Absolutely. So Saturday, January 7th, if you're down Geelong way or want to make the trip down the highway, next Saturday against the Adelaide Lightning at the Arena, famous basketball venue down there in Geelong. And I'm sure the Boomers and also Adelaide keen to fill it up, and some great elite women's national basketball league action coming to a very sporting town. So hope that goes well, Justin, and all the best for 2017.
Yeah, it's a big month coming up, of course, with the Melbourne Derbies as well. Let's not forget that one out at Dandenong, I think Jan 14, yep. And one at the State Basketball Centre on Australia Day Eve. The Boomers and Rangers going head-to-head in two big games. Should be fun.